We'll now turn to the region's biggest budget project, the Eastern Span of the Bay Bridge. Plans for this seismically strong segment were first developed in 2002. Since then, it's been more than a decade, and the single suspension structure has cost more than $6 billion. It's overdue and over budget, and recent issues involving snapping rods and improperly galvanized bolts may delay the long-awaited Labor Day opening. San Francisco Chronicle reporter Jackson Vanderbecken has been covering the Bay Bridge controversies. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with him for a wide-ranging conversation. He started by asking whether Caltrans has been upfront about why there have been so many problems.
Well, they've released some material about it, and they think they've answered what questions they have been able to date. I don't think we have all the information about what they did or what they didn't do. I think we have a version of events that sort of puzzles a lot of people.
Well, that said, do you get the impression that they're being as transparent as they could as they do their own research into what's happened?
Well, I mean, I think there have been people who've been critical of that. There have been some documents that have been released. Is it a complete record of the documents? Based on what I know, I don't think it is. I think that there may be more documents forthcoming. We'll see. In the meantime, Caltrans has to make some decisions about whether it's going to open the bridge as scheduled over Labor Day weekend. And on July 10th, they say they should have that question answer, whether they're going to be making the deadline, whether they will have resolved a number of these issues about how they chose these rods on anchors and bolts. I don't know whether that is ever going to be satisfactorily answered.
Well, since that deadline is something that people have their eye on quite a lot, and the July 10th decision about Labor Day weekend, what are the costs and benefits versus risks on opening it then or not? I mean, obviously, from a safety standpoint, you just want to make sure, you know, they've done all due diligence, but there is also the rush to get the thing done.
Well, Steve Heminger, who's the executive director of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, spoke about that at some length at their recent meeting, and he basically said that if they don't make the Labor Day opening, you know, all bets are essentially off. They don't know how long it might be. It could be well into next year before they find a suitable time frame to open the bridge while traffic is low. They're not going to do it during the holiday season. So they seem to be hard set on making this deadline if they can, although they say that safety is a critical issue and they won't open the bridge unless it's safe. How that's measured, and there's two questions. What they do now, I think as they go forward, they could theoretically open the bridge and start replacing some of the harder copies of these anchors and rods and bolts. The only thing that's really delaying the bridge opening is whether they can put together this fix for the 32 rods that failed of the first 96 that they installed back in 2008 that were tightened in March of this year. 32 failed. So they're throwing out all those rods, not literally because they're keeping them in many of them in place, but they're not using them to anchor this seismic shear key, which is supposed to resist seismic forces. And it's bolted in at a high level of tension to keep it from moving. And so the bridge operates as a unit and it doesn't literally fall off its supports. So that has to be, they have engineered a solution involving basically strapping down what they call a saddle. It's like a brace. It's essentially, it's a supplement to the rods, which are basically being, you know, discounted as being worthless at this point. Mm-hmm. And so they've reduced the tension on those rods anyway, for whatever reason. So they basically have given up on them. And so now they have to figure this method out. And once they get it in place, the contractor will be able to tell them whether to be able to get it done. If they can't get it done by Labor Day, they're not going to get the bridge done by Labor Day. So that's really the governing factor, whether the contractor tells them that they can meet the schedule. And then, of course, that nothing goes wrong. And that's not been the pattern on this bridge. Things go wrong. So between now and Labor Day, virtually everything will have to go right for Caltrans for them to make that date.
That's Jackson Vanderbecken. He's a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. There are a lot of bridges around the Bay Area, and there's a lot of huge projects around the world. I'm wondering, are the problems that are coming up with this one, and the cost overruns for that matter, are these unique to the situation, or are these different kind of obstacles that are often overcome when you're dealing with a major infrastructure project?
Well, I think it's a little of both. This is a unique situation in that this is a unique bridge. It's a kind of a self-anchored suspension span of its type has not been built before to withstand the earthquake forces that are envisioned, the most probable quake that could occur in a 1,500-year cycle. So it's a big demand, and there's a lot of leaps that were taken in making this bridge.
How big, incidentally, would that quake be in a 1,500-year cycle?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, over close to 8 or above. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the exact seismic forces, you know, how they work. I mean, there's so many different variables. You know, seismic forces can work. For example, in the Loma Prieta quake, the bridge, the old bridge, survived because it was relatively short in duration. Whereas this bridge, they have to model all sorts of forces to come up with, you know, the worst combination thereof, the most accelerated forces across a number of spectrums, to sort of like the worst of the worst. And they're using a probabilistic model instead of just like thinking of like what's the worst earthquake that anyone can envision. They work up a model that says this is the worst earthquake that is probable over a 1,500-year period. As Caltrans officials point out, most bridges, even if they're made earthquake resistant, are just meant to survive the quake, not fall down. This is a bridge that's made to be operational within, you know, 24 or 48 hours. It takes a lot of engineering to weigh. They have a lot of things that have to be calculated, and they have to make things that are made to break, literally. They're sacrificial, so to speak, in this bridge to handle the forces. The tower, for example, has these connectors that are not made so much that they would ultimately not fail. They're basically made to fail and hold the tower together as a unit. So they've done a lot of things that they understand, you know, would end up having to be replaced or modified. These bolts, however, a number of the rods and bolts cannot be replaced. They're either at the bottom of the tower, and they can't lift the tower up to get them out. Otherwise, they've only removed one, and they had to cut it up in 6-foot segments to do it. Then there's smaller bolts that are actually holding together seismic stabilization bearings. They're big triangular, like teeter-totter-like things that work to distribute the forces in a quake. They're bolted together, and they can't take them apart. They're sandwiched between the road deck and the concrete pillar below that sits atop the column. Now they're going to have to arguably live with them because they can't take that material out. You know, it seems kind of odd, but Caltrans is having to grapple with something, having surmounted many engineering challenges to make this bridge. You know, the joke is that the bolts are kind of the dumb end of this operation. You know, it doesn't, I mean, this was not a particularly, I mean, if anybody had consulted a single industry standard manual, contacted the Federal Highway Administration, read a DOT study that dates to 1991, they would have all seen that this is no way to build a bridge.